You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
And we're taking a look at Daybreak Foods. They finally settled some litigation matters that were in their, or that they had to deal with, and they hopefully can move forward now. The company's been dealing with some of these matters for quite some time, and the new CEO, or rather the incoming CEO, had to deal with this before he could get back to the operations of everyday business. I'm joined on the line by the company CEO, Richard Manzini, to take a look at these developments and try and understand what it means for Daybreak. Good evening, Mr. Manzini. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by reflecting on the finalization of the litigation. What does that mean for the business? What was the outcome of that finalization, and where does it put the business at the moment?
Good evening, Jimmy, and evening to your listeners, and thank you for having me. What that means is essentially we can focus now on the future. We did have a few months of costs in making sure we did the settlement with all the previous executives. However, I did believe in the strategy supported by the board was that we just needed to, I think, weather the storm. And the business is on a recovery path now. That's kind of encouraging. We're seeing all our margins and all our production volumes coming back to near record levels. And that's kind of what I need to focus on now, exactly as you said, the operations.
Richard, I wonder if we, before we move into the forward-looking side of things, are you able to share the cost of that litigation and the impact it'll have on the balance sheet at this stage?
Unfortunately not, but we were able to budget for it, and it's part and parcel of having run a stringent process a couple of months back in getting this through.
No, absolutely. Absolutely understandable. And I can understand that as long as the provision was there, that the business would have accounted for that. Let's look on to the positive things and let's move forward to where we are now and what we can look forward to. What was on hold prior to this litigation that needed to be finalized that you can now proceed with from a business perspective? Just how is that shaping up? Were there any deals that were materially affected by this, or was it just an administrative exercise that needed to be done so that you have a clearer picture of where the business is?
Yeah, it was the latter, purely administrative, and also just trying to get the morale of the business back on track and the employees around, and the new team having a good sense of having themselves entrenched in the business with a focus of longevity around their employment contracts and them having a sense that we want them in the business and we're at least done with the past. And that's what strengthened the view of the team, at least in the business, and the new ExCo members that have joined us.
Mm. Richard, you were brought in specifically from the PIC as the CEO to ensure the business is turned around. You've outlined, I remember in previous statements, you mentioned that you'd look at about 18 months to turning around the balance sheet. Obviously, that timeline could have been impacted by this particular litigation and could be a little extended. But I remember back in April, there was an announcement that you'd be proceeding with a $250 million debt deal for the business to stabilize the business and stabilize some aspects within there. Where does that stand, and how is the restructure sort of going at this point? Are you still kind of forecasting 18 months, or are you pushing that out a little bit more?
No, we're forecasting 18 months. Actually, much more optimistic, I think, in around 12 months. We'll call it March year and next year. We'll have seen the business turn profitable. It's showing us month on month now that it's coming along great. It's giving us a better profit. Albeit that the number is slightly insignificant for the business as yet, but it kind of just proves the break-even component of what the turnaround strategy informs. And we now start tracking our exact forecast, and production levels have done just that for us. So as is, touch wood, nothing changes in the next coming months, be it bird flu and ESCOM with those issues, I think we'll be able to kind of produce some decent operating profit for the business.
Speaking of factors that are beyond your control, I want to look at something and I want to get your thoughts on the rebate debacle. A couple of months ago, the Minister of Trade and Industry announced poultry rebates, and that would have huge ramifications for local producers because the rebates would benefit importers more so than the local side of it. And you guys holding 7% of the market share in South Africa, but also being such a significant local producer, I want to get your thoughts on those rebates announcements and what it means for the business, and if it's something that you've sort of worked into the strategy to say, well, there's nothing we can do about it, we have to just work around it.
You know, that's one. And I think secondly, we've kind of made sure we remain vocal in support of SAPA and being able to reach the minister. And I think we did reach an agreement with the regulator as well. But yes, I think at this point, it's priced in. Our business model is the lowest cost business model. We fully integrated by design. So we try and produce the cheapest poultry product we can. And to your point, then they scale it. Volume that comes in to keep our net selling value at about reasonable prices that allow us to make a profit. And that's important for us. But yes, we remain reactionary every now and then when those rebates come into the market and the prices become slightly difficult for us to trade. The macroeconomic factors as well don't help us much at this current time. But we're optimistic, and it's due to the robustness of the strategy we've adopted now across the business, be it the fact that we are creating new revenue streams and also the fact that we mainstay in the market now. We've got very good customers that we've been loyal to, and they've kind of assisted us in this process to getting back our market share and cementing that presence.
Richard, you mentioned the load shedding aspect of it, and I remember your industry peer Astral Foods losing about 2 billion in load shedding related costs in last financial year. How has that kind of movement informed your decision and your strategy thinking going forward, understanding that you and I have zero idea whether or not load shedding has been permanently solved, but at the end of the day, you still have a business to run?
Yeah, so we were fortunate. We had a bit of backup capacity in terms of standby generators. We've started looking into a proper sustainable renewable energy solution across the business on a modular basis. What's critical for us, though, is to plan for those contingencies across the business. So it's a bit of a risk mitigation strategy where we can, we are thinking to augment capacity by bringing in capacity externally where we know we need to strengthen generation capacity in terms of securing energy. We've done just that. And I think those are the discussions we've also had with Eskom in trying to figure out where we can get exemptions around the priority aspects of our business. And those conversations are long underway now, long over some of the milestones we need to tick with them. And we are waiting on feedback.
Well, hopefully the feedback is positive and you can have a robust remainder of the year. Look forward to catching up with you once the turnaround strategy has gotten in full swing. We'll leave it at that for now. Thanks so much, Richard, for those insights. Richard Manzini, CEO of Daybreak Foods, on their settlement of outstanding disputes and also the fact that that turnaround strategy could happen sooner rather than later.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.